should probably take my
jingly janglies.
They're still there. They don't go away. You know, I was never in the army, but
oh, this has to stay in.
No,
this needs to stay in.
Right, here we go.
Remind everyone of the man they're listening to.
Oh, what happened there? That's terrible.
What have you done?
I don't really know what happened there. I think I got tangled up in everything. I got tangled up in my dog tags. I got tangled up in my headphone wires. And everything just went crazy wrong just then.
This is why I'm glad to be back. Instant.
And then
smile
I forgot I had
face.
A hat on. Yeah. So when I was getting dog tags off, it was like, oh my God, my neck's got bigger.
My head's massive.
Taking it to the back of me head, boy.
Happy New Year, guys. You're joining us for the first episode of Cast Your Mind of 2024.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. And the boys are back in town. Timothy is back with us. And now we're straight back at it. Look at us.
It went quick, though.
It went very quick.
Mate, all that insanity over Christmas.
It did. Yeah.
I mean, obviously you guys have been podcasting without me. They pushed me away. They said no, you're no good.
You fell into a pit of balls.
I fell into a deep pit.
A deepy dip a dip.
A doobly doob doob. So I just needed time for myself, I think. You know, like I only decided on the night of the recording that I just weren't in the right place for it. So I had to make the call to the boys and let them down gently. I wasn't going to be there, but but I'm happy to be back. Yeah. More than happy to be back.
Nice.
I'm ready.
We're happy you're back.
Yeah.
Where you belong, back on the Cast Your Mind podcast.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yes.
Yeah, baby.
We've had some sushi just before we come on air.
Yeah.
So we're full.
Beautifully
of sushi.
Full.
Yeah.
Good start to the New Year's.
I feel like I'm on a cloud.
Yeah.
Cloud nice. Of happiness.
Yeah. I like it.
That's like what the new year brings, mate.
Yeah.
Yeah.
New start.
As it should, yeah.
Yeah, it's it's good. It's all good.
It is. It is all good. And that actually quite nicely takes me on to what I was going to explain about the night that I couldn't make it for the recording. Now, just for you listeners, just for a little background, I've never been one for the faith, you know, having a faith in a God or a religion or a following. I've always sort of battered those ideas away. And as everyone does, I struggled quite a lot in the past. just a lot of old demons started coming out to play, and things that I thought I'd put to bed years ago was coming up, and I just didn't really know how to deal with it. And I'd had a bit of a long day as well, and I was just at the end of the tether, you know. But anyway, I stayed at home, and cut a long story short, I was outside. I was looking up the stars and things, and I was thinking about people that have been loved and lost. And I shouted up to the sky. I just said, "Look, if there's something out there, if there's someone looking upon me, then I need help. I need fucking help." Yeah, that was it really. And I went inside. There was nothing dramatic happened or anything like that. And I was trying to get to sleep, and just out of nowhere, just tears started flowing. You know.
Mm.
And the tears were flowing. I couldn't stop them. Yeah. It weren't like I was sobbing, you know. There was no sound to it, but I just couldn't stop it. And I had this amazing feeling of like this warmth, this proper charged up heat. You know, I'm not going to say that it was God, or all I know is I asked for help and help came.
You felt something.
I felt something. Yeah. Whether that was loved ones, guardian angel. Have faith in yourselves. I don't know, but
I'd like to believe there's guardian angels, you know.
Yeah, it's
not a bad belief, is it?
No, so something hit me hard that night, and it just sort of awoke me a bit. And the following day, and since, I've just been like, well, it's just very different to what I've ever experienced. And I've been down the dumps a few times, you know.
Yeah,
I mean? I've been at the lowest a few times, like as a lot of people
without
I know.
No
have,
struggle,
you know?
There is no progress.
That's this
know?
Is it.
Yeah,
this
yeah.
is it. And this overwhelming feeling of just. Love for everything and everyone, like anyone that's done me harm over the years, or anyone that I may have done harm to over the years. Everything was forgiven in every job. I've always got to a point where I'm so stressed with it because I just get to that point. I'm like, it just gets too much.
Yeah,
where
yeah.
actually, all you just need to do is pull it in a bit tighter and actually think about the things that you can deal with at the time. You know, I think that's very important. And again, I think it's really important to talk about it.
It's
you know
about
I mean?
Shared life.
I appreciate you talking
because
about
that,
it.
Because that night, at one point through the day, I was thinking, there's no way I'm going to be finishing time to go see the boys. I started stressing about that.
Yeah,
I was stressing anyway. And yeah, I was getting more and more sort of just emotionally attached to things that I couldn't change. Like, man. But yeah, I mean, I felt amazing since. I've had points where I'm like, oh, man.
Are you always going to have them?
Yeah, of course you are. Yeah, of course you are. No, I'm not saying it got that bad, but you know.
You had a touch of enlightenment.
Yeah.
That was what
that's
you experienced.
It. That's exactly it. When I spoke to you, I think I spoke to you pretty much straight after you, boys. And I know you, Dan, you said to me that's enlightenment. And I remember that. I remember that. I've even since looked at pictures of enlightenment to see what one I could feel.
Yeah.
And I've got one.
Great, man.
Yeah, man. That's really good. So when we say every week what the positives for me are that I'm gutted. I missed out on the Christmas special.
Yeah,
that will something like that will come around again.
Yeah, of course.
But
that
night there was a reason for me not to go. Yeah.
Fate is a thing, you know. Some
plus it brought in our good friend Lee as well. Yeah.
Yeah,
he only wanted a cheeky 10 minutes or so, and he loved it in the end.
You bought him with your Marmite peanuts.
Oh yeah, that's right.
As soon as you offered him them, he's like, you know.
He had a few. He had a vegan beer, didn't he?
He did. Nice. He did. It tasted like strawberry.
It did. Yeah.
Really.
I couldn't work it out at first. I thought my mind was playing tricks.
Nice.
Yeah, I served him.
Was behind the bar.
Yeah, yeah. Behind the bar for a little bit. Yeah, yeah. Served the
snowballs. I'm gutted. Summer's coming. I'm sure we can figure something out for some.
Oh yeah, definitely.
Yeah, well now we've been to the taverna.
Yeah, the Wandering
we might get a re-invitation.
Maybe.
Because we were quite good.
They
didn't break
us.
Anything, yeah. Did we?
That's always a start.
I didn't make
we were good
any.
Boys.
I didn't spill anything.
No,
amazing. It's always a good night when there's no breaks and no spills.
Yeah, no, it was a lovely night. Real cozy in there.
Yeah,
it?
Lovely.
Real cozy. The lights are good as well. It was a shame we couldn't play music, really. But we don't want to get copyright. No, but it was a good night. But as you say, you know, there's a reason for you not being there.
Man.
You had a good night. You know, all round. So there's all, as you say, positive.
Yeah, a life changing moment.
I want 100%.
Yeah,
100%. And I urge you guys to remind me of it if I'm ever,
of course,
feeling feeling shit, because that straight away will bring me straight round, because the feeling I had. I just really really hope that you guys get a feeling like that at some point.
It's important to fill your life with the right people.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Born into a family.
Yeah.
That's fine.
You can't change that.
You can't change your family.
Yeah.
But your friends are some of the most important choices you'll ever make.
Of course.
Yeah.
I believe that.
Yeah.
That's the biggest family, if you like, that you'll ever get that isn't blood related.
Yeah.
Those people around you. Those are the people that make you. Those are the people that create the person you are.
Yeah.
You know?
Absolutely.
But at the same time, you have to have that build on your life. Without friends,
have your own life.
Yeah,
yeah,
exactly.
Have your own life.
Without your friends or your hobbies or something, you know, you're going to become very low.
You lose yourself almost.
Of course,
of course
you do.
Yeah,
I mean, after all, things, the relationships that are built on, they're built on things that we have in common. Ultimately, you know, the shared values and interests and all that, and the things that make you laugh, things that make you cry. You know, it's all relative.
It is,
and that's what you base your relationships on, and that's how we attract positive into our lives, because
exactly,
you know, I think we've got pretty good values, you know.
Mm.
We know what's important, and we know what's not.
Yeah, we're going all inspirational.
We like to think we don't know, none of us have it figured out, none of us know the answers to everything.
Yeah,
you just do your best,
and
do your best at being you.
Yeah,
well, I certainly don't think you'll ever find the answer until you go on to the next step,
boss level.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Dan. I'll tell you what, in the service stations now, they've got little balls of toothbrush.
Oh, in that machine?
Toothbrush
I've seen
in
that.
A ball. I looked
Was
at
that Clackett Lane?
Might have been somewhere near.
Well, like a foldable.
It's in a ball, and you open it, and it's like a toothbrush. But it's not a toothbrush. It's just something you put in your mouth. And don't really have to make that noise. Is it?
I've never used it.
No, no, I just saw them on there.
I just saw them, yeah.
I've probably made up a little scenario in my head that an actual electric toothbrush will come out. It's an inflatable toothbrush. You open it, this massive toothbrush comes out. I'm not going to brush my teeth with that, Dad! Obviously, I'm the son in this scenario.
Yeah.
Don't know why.
Like one of those big raft releases.
Oh, you? They were awesome, weren't they?
I can pull one of those.
Deliberately stand giant, near it.
Yeah.
Oh, so good.
Oh, fight the Lilo. Humpty Dumpty? How about you boys take a bit of time for game 8-bit? We need to chat a few of our favourites. I mean, time on Diablo recently. Oh. For the listeners, we purchased Diablo 4 on PS5. And
5 out of 5.
Kim's little review there. Just a quick.
We are literally 5 out of 5. We're literally hooked.
Diablo 4 puts 5 out of 5.
We can't put it down. Yeah. Give it a go if you haven't done it already. It's just awesome.
No, it's been a very... you know, the predecessors are pretty good, the Diablos. But yeah, no, this one visually as well, brilliant.
Yeah.
If you can get past all the microtransactions and whatnot, the actual story and gameplay is pretty darn solid.
I will confess,
luckily,
though,
I haven't had any glitches or lags or bugs, which some people have been
experiencing. They've ironed it out a little bit.
It's been very smooth. Yeah.
It's definitely ironed out a lot more than The Ascent had.
Yeah.
God rest his soul.
God, yeah. What a game that could have been.
The potential there was huge.
Yeah.
But they didn't fix those bugs.
They didn't
fix the online programming.
Yeah.
Broken.
That's it.
Yeah.
Broken.
We were talking about what it'd look like if her ladyship statue.
Statue of Liberty.
That's the one. Everyone knows what I mean. You definitely knew what I mean.
Yeah, we had the chat.
Was actually holding an ice cream.
Instead of a flame. Torch.
Yeah. And why it hasn't been done yet, because that'd be amazing.
So it's ice cream and it's dripping down her arm. So that's the one's holding it up, all the ice cream,
exactly.
The strawberry sauce is going down her arm. And she's looking up and she's a bit, oh my God, I'm losing my ice cream.
She's holding it right up to the sun.
Too close to the sun.
Yeah. Yeah.
What happened to Icarus? She never read, obviously. She's never into Greek mythology. No? Yeah, where are we going with this? Have you ever seen a show called Boat Story?
No.
It's on BBC iPlayer. Gotta give it a watch. I can't remember the names of the people that are in it, but one of the actors is the bad guy from Bad Boys 1.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, the French actor.
Yeah.
Craig Fairbrass, who I do remember, he's in it. He's the guy that was in EastEnders years ago. Was married to Bianca's mum. Don't ask me how I know it. I've just got one of those memories.
I don't know that.
Nope. Well, this is one of my more harrowing parts of my life, is the fact I learnt to watch soaps. But anyway, I won't talk about that. It's very harrowing, like I just said. But anyway, the guy that was in the movie was married to Bianca's mum. His name's... Anyway, the story goes... basically, these people... I don't want to spoil it too much, but... It's a great story. It's about a boat.
I was waiting for that.
Basically, what Dan's done is a review about a series called...
Boat Story.
Boat Story, and then said it's about a boat.
It's about a boat, basically. People and this boat features... Largely in the story, because...
This boat features people.
The boat had two people in it at one point.
Can you stop saying the boat?
Boat.
I want to know what the boat looks like.
Boat race. No, it's called face. It's called Boat Story, and it's about a boat that is found ashore, and it's got some
24 hours later.
Got some stuff on it, and it's just really good the way it plays out. I don't want to spoil it, so I can't really say it. It basically intertwines the stories of all these central characters. Mm. Somehow they pass cross within this story. It's one of those. It's very
boaty.
Yeah.
So you heard it there, listeners. Boat Story.
It's a great story. It's a great watch. Go
give
it a watch.
About a boat that features people on
terrible.
The boat. Sometimes two people.
And it had some stuff on the boat that is kind of central to the story.
Okay.
Fuel?
Nope. Ah. Salmon? Nope. The bears ate that. In fact, one special bear, right? His name was Ken Kodiak. As I mentioned earlier, I've created a character now instead of a rhyme.
And he's in the boat story.
No,
it's going to be confusing for the listeners.
No, Ken Kodiak is a half man, half bear. He's not going to be going on a boat, yeah. Trust me. Boats don't have bears, and bears don't have boats.
Has he got any sort of special abilities? Or?
Yeah, he has.
Okay.
He has, actually.
This is your character.
This is my character.
Ken Kodiak.
I came up with. I don't even know how we got to this.
It sounds like a Stan Lee creation. Ken Kodiak.
It just felt like I was...
What half part of him is bear, and what half part of him is man?
Top half is bear.
He could even handle his own character.
So he's got man. Basically, just to clear it up for the children out there, the childish ones with the childish sense of humour, right? His bottom half's got a human dick.
That's good. I just wanted to clarify what part of him was human and what part wasn't.
The bottom half is human.
Because I didn't know if maybe it was horizontal. I didn't know if it was horizontal.
I don't know about you, but I am picturing the most top-heavy bastard I've ever seen.
He's had to have a shave. He's had to have a shave.
So it's horizontal. So from the waist down, he's human.
No, he's standing up.
Yeah, but from the waist down, he's human.
Yes, that's correct.
Okay, he's in the waist up, he's bear.
Bear, yeah. He's a special kind of bear. He's not one that's top heavy, confusing me a lot at the moment.
Vertically.
He's confused me just then. What's he saying?
It's fine. Ken
when
Kodiak.
He stands up, his top half is a bear and his bottom half is a man with a man's
woman. I have to chop this up so much.
Right. It's man.
Start again. Yeah. Start again. Just come in with Ken Kodiak.
Pause it there, mate. Get a bit watery eyes sometimes. I've created a character, and his name is Ken Kodiak, and he's half man. Well, his species is in fact Bear Man. They call him Bear Man. Yeah, he's bear. So he's Bear Man. Okay?
No. You don't need to chop any of this. Keep everything.
Oh, God, got a bit of this
keep
on there.
Keep everything
look.
In.
Right, so he's Bear Man, okay? Ken. Hey. Yeah, his name is Ken Kodiak. His middle name is Montgomery. Ken Montgomery Kodiak. It's a long one. It's a long signature. If he has to sign for stuff. It's harder to sign with claws, though. You can't really grip the pen.
Maybe he should use his foot.
Oh, he was born. Do you want to know where he was born? He was born in Stepney, but he was raised in the forest of Ottawa following a canoeing accident. Don't know how.
How did that this accident?
Wait, hang on. Stepney, East London. Stepney.
Yeah, that's right.
He was born.
It's crazy, isn't it? You'd think someone would have seen him.
And then raised him.
can I just ask one other question?
Yeah.
Because of the fact he was obviously born in London.
I was thinking a bit.
Did he wear clothes on his bottom half?
Yeah, of course. Yeah. I mean, God.
He's a decent man.
He's a decent man bear.
Man bear.
You know what he picked up? He picked up some Kappa jogging bombs. The ones with the poppins on the proper size. Yeah, those ones.
Perfect.
Reeboks workouts with a gum sole.
No, he's got a caterpillar vest.
Yeah.
How's he got a vest? He's a fully grown bear.
It's an XXXXXXL.
Okay.
Big bear. A big bear.
Oh, big what? Big vest.
Big vest.
Big vest for a big bear. Right, do you want to know anything else about this guy?
Yeah, no, he was born in Stepney. And then he went to Ottawa on a holiday, a work trip.
Basically, he went, his mum and dad took him on holiday. for a canoeing ride.
He's making me laugh because he's laughing.
He got washed out.
He got washed out to sea.
As far as Ottawa.
Did he fall in the Thames?
He got washed out to sea.
No, well, the canoeing
he's
holiday.
He's in Ottawa now. He's so not,
the canoeing
he's not
holiday.
That's what canoeing off the coast, family holiday.
Right. Canoeing off the coast of, there we go.
Eh?
Canoeing off the coast of Cornwall. They've driven to Cornwall.
So where's it, what happened to Ottawa?
Ottawa is where he got washed to. So he's had to end up canoeing. He got washed to the middle of the Atlantic Ocean. He's just thought, oh, bollocks, I'm just going to canoe the rest of the way, wherever. End up in Ottawa.
He's canoed all the way from where, Cornwall?
Cornwall.
With his family?
No.
What happened to his family?
They don't know he's there. They don't know he's lost.
Well,
they just went off,
didn't
they? They
don't give a fuck about him.
I don't care.
He's
not a weird guy. They're fully human.
How many were there in the family?
Six.
Six?
And he was the only
one. Hang on. Can I ask one other thing? How many cars went down to Cornwall?
It was a big one. It was one of those family vehicles, you know? Nine seaters.
Oh, minibus.
And how old is he?
Citroen.
What the fuck did that about?
Oh, anyway, yeah, so
it's got good suspension.
Great suspension. Loads of seat belts too.
How old is he though?
48.
He's 48 this year.
What,
no,
so
no,
he's
no.
Fucking
he's 48
family,
now. He's 48 now.
Yeah.
But when he was found, or when he discovered and he ended up in the Ottawa Forest.
Yeah.
Has Ottawa got forests?
He was 14.
14?
Ottawa's probably got some forests.
So how big do you reckon? How big do you reckon a grizzly bear would be by the age of 14, Noel?
That's what I'm saying. I'm just picturing the most top-heavy bastard.
Yeah,
there
I'm picturing this. I'm picturing a 14-year-old. A 14-year-old's legs.
No, he grows. He's going to stay 14.
You
he gets
said,
man legs,
yeah,
doesn't he?
You said he was 14 at the time.
No, yeah.
So when he went in the car,
he was a lot slimmer back then.
His bottom half was 14 years old. His top half was a massive 14-year-old grizzly bear.
Don't forget as well, if it was, you know, it's worked out well in the end, because if his bottom half was bare,
yeah,
he's never getting in that canoe, is he?
True.
You know, look at the legs.
I mean, how did he get in the car?
That is a sight and a half. Imagine a bear.
This.
He would have got pulled over by
trying to do it, battling the waves.
So was he given was he given?
You're paying way too much attention to the whole dynamic of this.
I don't think
this
we
is
are.
Your character, mate.
This is your character, and
I know what it looks like.
Listen.
Do you want to know any of his powers and abilities?
I'm still a bear is a power.
Isn't?
I still want to know whether or not he was given some sort of swimsuit or maybe a wetsuit to wear when he was out canoeing. Because usually they give you a wetsuit.
No, because he's
hang
he's
on a minute.
E-bon.
Whoa! Forget him. Major detail. Here.
Yeah, budgie smugglers.
How the fuck? We're talking about a 14-year-old bear man.
Bear boy at that time.
Yeah, he's got in a minibus
bear boy.
with I'm
family,
assuming a normal
seven,
a normalish family.
Six five.
Your average Joe family.
He's,
he's the only odd one out. Mm. Yeah, and all the places he stopped at, petrol station and whatnot. Yeah. And plus,
his mum got
who've they've rented the canoes off, they haven't gone, hang on a minute, what the fuck is that?
There's nothing in the law book that says you can't allow half man, half bears onto the canoeing premises.
Okay.
Bear mans. Bear boys. It was a bear boy.
A bear says no animals, though.
Events.
All right, so he's got past the canoes and the petrol station without being fucking questioned and probably cornered by police. Yeah.
He wears a disguise.
What does he?
Yeah, he's got one of those moustaches and the glasses. He's just got the moustache and the glasses.
It makes
him look. Yeah, with a human nose, glasses, tash.
Oh,
nobody knows it's him. Even the bear ears.
They're hidden.
They've hidden under a hat, a bowler hat, no less. Why is he coming out canoeing in a bowler hat? That's the biggest question.
I thought the only thing questionable here was the bear hat, was the bowler hat, and the fucking
honestly,
fake disguise. But
the actual real question was, why would anyone go canoeing in a bowler hat? And that's the real question.
I'm amazed by this character.
Anyway,
do you want to know now?
So he's canoed all the way to. Ottoman. Ottawa.
Ottoman. That's why I keep my towels in.
He's gone back in time.
Yeah. That's an
back
empire.
In time.
You're going back in so time.
Where did he sort of land? Like on the beach? Where did he pull his canoe up?
Can you you can move your canoe?
You can't park there, mate.
To be honest, he was unconscious just before he landed. He doesn't know. Yeah, and he was just basically up against some rocks.
Where on his 1,000-mile trip from Cornwall to Ottawa Forest did he get knocked out?
He passed out.
passed out.
Half a mile from the coast.
Yeah.
So he passed out. He got to the very end. He just couldn't do it anymore. He was done.
Yeah.
And he passed out, and he was just basically hit some rocks, but he was just wedged up against them.
Blown out. Makes sense. That.
Perfect. And I don't know how he did it. It was amazing. I've never seen anything like it. Anyway, he was found up against the rocks.
Yeah.
And then he dragged himself further in, and he found he was actually just on the outskirts of some woods, some famous woods.
You know, the
Canadian maple tree woods. That's what they were called. That's where he spent his life, honing his skills as a bear.
As a bear man.
As bear boy and then man. Eventually.
Did he, when he was in the woods?
Yeah.
What did he wear then?
He just
did.
Just went natural. He said, "Oh, I'm bear on the top. I'm now I'm actually bear on the bottom bear as well."
Out. What
bear
what?
And bear? Hmm. He was bear as a man.
Yeah.
Bear as a bear.
Yeah. So he's actually a bear man.
He was a bear man. So yeah, that's how he lived. He had his human dick.
Fucking hell.
And
how old is he at this point?
Well, he was marooned on the rocks when he was 14.
Yeah.
And then the story now that I'm telling him about him, relaying about him.
14 and about 3 months.
He's 48. He's 48. He's 48.
What's he been doing for the last 34 years?
He's living in the woods. He's living in the woods like a bear. I haven't looked into their actual lifespan, by the way, any of those critiques out there.
There's one for you.
Don't tell us the story in between his life between landing and between his life of landing and now. You come back with a story of that.
Yeah.
I can just tell you about his powers and abilities if you want.
Yeah, no, you can tell us about that, but don't ruin his story, because we want to hear about that in the next episode. Or episodes.
Okay. He's honed his skills. He's not really he's useful in certain situations, but not many.
What's his power?
He's got powers. Right. He's able to eat and sleep for sustained periods, this guy.
I can do that.
He's got super bear strength and enhanced senses. Obviously, he can hear really well and smell very well. Mm. He's nocturnal, obviously.
Yeah.
He's fluent in 12 languages, including Flemish. So if he was ever lost in Belgium, he can get by because they speak. That's what they're kind
14 of languages.
12. 12. Oh, 12. Mate, don't push it. 12 is fine. 12. Plenty.
Cool.
He's got super bear speed.
I can't wait for the story right now.
Super climbing and back scratching abilities. So if he's got an itch, he can do it. I think it's something like 22 thrusts a second, thrusting upwards with his back.
So he starts forest fires.
He's basically a vibrator, vibrating bear.
Well, he just gets his itches sorted out, really. That's the main thing.
His legs must be massive jerking out.
Yeah, well, because of the years he spent as a bear, his legs became stronger. Yeah. So he's always getting bigger muscles in his legs. So it kind of makes sense in a way.
I reckon he dangles his feet when he climbs up trees. Like, he doesn't use his legs at all.
Yeah,
he
just he's made. Like Joe from Family Guy.
Like two wet noodles.
He's made.
Joe from Family Guy.
God.
So I think then. There it is for our listeners. To be continued, right?
Well,
Ken Kodiak,
to be honest,
half man, half bear.
You had a lot of questions for me.
Were you going to come back with a story of his life between 14 and 48 and how he learned 12 different languages?
To be honest, I mean, that is a long story. Too long for this show, I think.
Yeah, but over the next episode.
This is for a book, maybe.
Yeah.
I think we can absolutely cover the areas that
one day
that we might be missing.
We'll dedicate an episode to Ken Kodiak, and Dan tells the story of Ken
Damn
Kodiak
right.
and his life. How about that?
Origin
it could work.
Story.
It could work. It's an origin story, and I'm happy about it because
you want
to share an origin story.
Can you make sure at some point you give an answer to this? Not now,
mm-hmm.
but in the future. How did he become? Like, how was he born as half bear and half man?
He's
was his dad or his mum?
His mum was bitten by. His mum was bitten by a bear. So that's it.
Cheers.
That's how it happened.
The Hairy Adventures of Ken Kodiak, a story told by Dangerman.
Half bear and half boy, turning to the Bear Man.
And he hates Bear Grylls. Hates him. He says, take it. Why does he call himself Bear?
Let's get factual. Factual.
Let's get factual.
So, guys, I have got 10 facts about polar bears. Work as a team, or you can work against each other.
No, I'm going against them.
You want to work? Yeah. Okay, so you're working against each other. Okay, this is fine.
Oh.
So. Obviously, once you've said true or false, that will be locked in as your answer.
The first answer goes, yeah.
Okay. Yes. I've got 10 facts here about polar bears.
Nice choice.
So,
polar bears.
Yeah. Are you ready for...
Fact
one. Polar bears are found in the frozen wilds of the Arctic. In Canada, Alaska, US Greenland... Russia, UK, and Norway.
I'd say that is true.
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 Yeah.
Okay. That's false, guys. That's false. I said Greenland, Russia, UK, and Norway.
No, I don't in the UK.
In zoos.
Yeah.
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 He means captivity, doesn't he? I mean, not captivity.
I mean, just polar bear
effects. Natural habitats, yeah?
Yeah.
On the ice.
Maybe so.
Is that half a point?
No. No. Oh, what's the next fact?
These are seriously big bears.
Oh, that's true.
Gang adult polar bears can measure over 2.5 meters long.
Hang on, what polar bears?
Adult polar bears.
Did you say that first?
Yeah.
You sound like you said gang bear.
Gang bears. Gang bears.
Big bears. Gang.
Oh, Big Bears Gang.
These are seriously Big Bears Gang.
Oh, okay.
Big Bears Gang. Big Bears Gang, the Big Bears Gang. I got a Big Bears you can. Sorry.
Perfect. Adult polar bears can measure over 2.5 metres long and weigh around 680 kilograms. Their huge size and weight make them the largest living carnivores on Earth. True or false?
You've asked like two questions.
It's a tough one, isn't it? I mean, what if the Yeti existed? What if? Because they haven't proven it. They haven't said, the Yeti
doesn't
exist.
It's not counted. If it's not proven, it's not counted.
No, but I've seen Harry and the Hendersons, right? We've all seen Harry and the Hendersons.
True.
The fucker's got a name.
So, what do you reckon? Is this true or false?
Can you read it again?
I can. Adult polar bears can measure over 2.5 metres long. And weigh around 680
kilograms. 680
kilograms?
What is that?
See, no, I believe that. I believe the 2.5 meters.
I'm just thinking, you know how I'm basing it? I'm basing it on the weight of radiators at Screwfix at the moment. thinking about how heavy they were and how many radiators stacked on top of each other would be that weight.
Okay.
I think they weigh.
They must be
less than
there.
A small car.
Yeah.
So that's about right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Like a Peugeot. So, little Peugeot. Or
their huge size and weight. Make them the largest living carnivores on Earth. That's all the same question, by the way.
I think I'll go with true.
I'm going to go with true.
Yeah.
That is true, guys. Yes. It's one all there.
The largest carnivore, though.
Yeah.
That's the one.
It's meant to work.
Yeah, I would have questioned it.
Yeah.
I would have, yeah. So, question 3. Polar bears are well adapted to surviving in one of the harshest environments on our planet. As well as their thick fur, they have a layer of fat called blubber. that insulates their bodies from the frosty air and near-freezing water. Polar bears also have purple skin under their glistening coat, which helps them soak up the sun rays and keep them warm.
True.
Or false.
My initial thought was false because of the blubber.
I thought you already locked in, didn't you?
I thought that was exclusive
true.
To Wales.
You said it.
I'm going
to
go with true.
So you're going for true?
Yeah. This is question three.
This is question three. Mm. So can I ask why you went for false, Dan?
And because I just can't imagine purple skin on anything yeah. other than maybe a horse in The Wizard of Oz or Thanos. Okay. Thanos. He's got purple skin.
And Noel, is there a reason why?
They have got pinkish skin, though, haven't they?
Yeah, but purple. What, I was just thinking of this.
What reason has made you go for true?
Because it keeps them warm. Like
it keeps them
good hunters, yeah.
Yeah? So nothing about the purple skin would have put you off that?
Well, I did, but then I thought they're born pink, so
yeah.
that would make yeah. somewhat sense.
Okay. So it was all true, other than...
The purple bit.
The purple skin. They actually had...
You lied to me!
They actually had
I knew it was only
skin.
Thanos that had purple skin.
Black skin under the glistening coat, yeah. Which,
it's crazy, isn't it?
Which the sun rays, obviously, they absorb that.
Sweet. And they also share the name, have blubber, like whales do. It's weird, isn't it?
Mm. So you ready for question four?
Mm.
Okay, so these question four. These amazing mammals.
Did you say these amazing mammals have 700 nipples?
No, it's
false.
It's because I can't say magnificent. There we go.
Magnificent.
Question four. These magnificent.
These fantastic animals.
Magnificent.
These magnificent mammals have an incredible sense of smell, which they use to track their favourite grub. Lobsters.
Lobsters? False.
False.
So they love salmon, mate. I know. Ken Kodiak loves salmon. He loves it,
yes.
mate. He loves it.
You're both right. Obviously.
Favorite,
I mean, I struggled to get that out without laughing a little bit at the end there, so I might have given it away a little bit, but obviously they love seals, not lobsters.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm sure they'd eat those.
They do smell
salmon,
seals, yeah.
Surely. Mm.
So,
more classy
question five. Despite their size and bulk, polar bears are excellent swimmers and have been spotted in waters over 200 kilometres offshore. They can comfortably swim around 100 kilometres using their slightly webbed 30 centimetre wide paws like paddles in the water.
I'll say that's true.
Okay. Coming quick there, Dan.
Yeah, it sounds very, very plausible, that.
Yeah. No.
Yeah, I think so.
Going for true as well.
Yeah.
That is actually false. They can only get 100 kilometres offshore.
Well, you just need to try a bit harder.
That's what you said, though, isn't it?
200. I said two, yeah. Oh. And comfortably
I reckon
swim.
They can easily do 200.
They can only comfortably swim at 10 kilometres an hour, because I said 100, and that is quite fast.
Oh, I thought you meant they can go as far as 100 kilometres.
So, yeah.
Okay.
Unlucky gents. Sorry, but no.
No.
Question six. As we said previously, they're very good swimmers. Polar bears aren't quick enough to reliably catch seals in open water, though.
Catch seals?
The catch seal.
I do. Question six.
Right. Come on, let's do this. Hand pump after hand pump. Oh.
Question six. Although good swimmers, polar bears aren't quick enough to reliably catch seals in open water. Instead, they depend on the ice as a hunting platform. They wait near seal breathing holes on the ice edge for a sealed surface. They then snatch it from the sea and they are gone.
True.
Yeah, I think that's probably about
I've seen that.
Yeah. That is true.
David Attenborough's special.
Yeah. Amazing, isn't it?
Mm.
Stupid fat hobbit.
Question number seven. Did you know that a polar bear's fur isn't white? It's actually transparent, with a hollow core that reflects light. This helps the bears blend in with their surroundings.
True.
Yeah,
I've read
true.
That one before.
Yes.
True, true, true. Yes, yes, yes.
Right. Here we are. Question eight.
Oh.
Male polar bears give birth to their cubs in snow dens in November or December, where the family is protected from the harsh Arctic environment.
Who do this?
I think it's polar the bears. Females that give birth, not the male polar bears. So I'm going to go false.
Say it again. Read it again.
Do it again. Do it again.
Do it again. You can't read it.
Of course
again.
You can. Now.
No. You did before.
Well, that might confirm something for you then.
What do you mean?
You just answered it.
I reckon the female bears give birth, so that's false.
Yeah, false then.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know my genders, mate.
I was trying to catch you out. Obviously, it didn't work. So, question nine.
What did you say? Question mine?
Question mime.
I could do mimes. Yeah, that could be a thing, couldn't it? Question mime. How do you do that, though?
It'd be very silent, wouldn't it?
Question. That's Jaws.
No, that's Mastermind.
Oh, is it? Just imagine if they swapped the music over. How much less scary would Jaws be with the mastermind?
Because they have to wait until he literally emerges and it just goes...
Yeah,
and he just goes...
It does.
And then on Mastermind, he'll be turning around.
These questions sound a bit threatening. Is it not questions about anything sordid, is it, though?
He'd have been turned around after like 2 seconds and they're still playing the theme song.
Oh, God.
Right.
What was the question again?
I don't think I've read it yet.
Nope. Oh. You're getting more and more black bits on you.
Am I? Getting covered in black.
Look. It's like a beauty spot.
Oh, yeah.
Nice.
You should see Babbleville.
No! Right.
Question number 9. The polar family emerge from their den 4 to 5 months later. The cubs will stay with their mother for about 2 years, during which time they will learn the skills needed to survive in the woods.
I think true.
Yeah?
The mothers always get left with the cubs, don't they? It's,
yeah. True?
Yeah.
It's false, guys. They learn their skills needed to survive in the Arctic, not the woods.
Ken Kodiak. I'm thinking of Ken Kodiak again. Ken Kodiak was a different bear.
That's what I did.
Sorry. Yeah. Damn you, woods. In fact, it was the forest, if you must know. It's the forest of Ottawa. We don't want to...
Right, so this is the final question, guys, I do believe it is a bit of a draw at the moment between you.
You don't have a score, do you? Because I don't.
Dan's got 6, I've got 5.
Have you?
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Right.
That's probably why you got the notepad. That makes sense. Well, he knew we weren't going to keep a score of this.
I know.
We're like dogs chasing bubbles. Oh! You know, with that, aren't we? Go ahead. This is Colonel Scrivers. That's Colonel Scrivers to bridge. Colonel Scrivers to bridge. Now we've run out of milk. Sorry. Right.
I'm going to shut you down, John.
You can't shut me down. You get no authority here.
Polar bears are notorious for their white, snow-like fur. Mm-hmm. It was once recorded that an adult male polar bear pretended to be a snowdrift next to the road and mauled 3 men. This was in 1894.
Pretended to be a snowdrift.
They believed that it preyed on the families.
Where was this?
I can't. There's nothing there.
They're hunters. I believe that could be true.
Yeah?
No, false.
Okay. So, Dan, tell me why you think a male adult polar bear would pretend to be a snowdrift.
It's King Kodiak would. Except he'd be just rubbish. Okay. Like he'd be dust and logs. Twigs.
So you said true. So, no. Explain why you went for false.
Just bollocks, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's just bollocks, isn't it?
I think I just like the
snowdrift.
Idea.
Snowdrift. I've never heard of a snow. Snowdrift is what you get when you're driving in the snow.
I just thought a snowdrift was where the road is next to a bit of land that has loads of snow on it.
You've got snow where it's
it
just
blowing on, like tumbleweed.
So he's moving like a cloud.
So he's just.
He's moving like a cloud.
Because he's a polar bear assassin, right? I'm creating this character again in my head. I'm doing this.
Now you've got polar bear assassin.
This thing where. I'm just imagining it. Oh, I could just imagine if that was real. I'm loving the idea of a polar bear assassin in the 1800s. He's got a cowboy hat, waistcoat.
In a snowdrift.
You've got to do one more fact. Me and Dan are drawing.
Okay. All right, so I've got one for you.
No polar bear has ever jumped on a surfboard.
I'm not drawing with you, Dan. No.
You ready for this, boys?
I'm ready.
Six. Okay.
Six, six.
So here we go, guys. This is going to be the sudden death question. Here it is. Is there a grizzly polar bear hybrid?
I think I read this a little while ago.
I think there is.
You're going straight in with the
I think there is.
Okay.
I think I read this a while ago.
I think what's happened is a family of grizzlies have migrated to Antarctica.
Yeah.
Alaska.
There isn't any in Alaska.
Think about this question.
Polar bear and grizzly bear have sex, they make a baby, and it's part of, you know, it's part of the whole thing, you know?
I don't think so. Because I have to go different from Dan. That's my reasoning.
Polar bear.
And I think they're too far apart to ever mix.
Well,
a brown bear.
It's been known that it's been known that bears get on drains. Straight up.
In Russia.
Yeah, they can get on a freight train, just crawl in and wrap up in a tarpaulin and never be found.
Well, you almost hit the nail on the head now.
Hmm.
I don't want to give away any clues, but so you're going true, Dan, and you're going false.
Yeah, they're too far apart.
Okay, so actually, there is a grizzly polar bear hybrid.
Oh wow!
Yeah,
because of the sex.
I mean, that's got to happen somewhere along the lines, Dan. Yes,
they did in a lab. The bastards. They do everything in labs these days.
I've got the answer. I've got it. So it's believed that polar bears evolved and split from brown bears.
Oh,
which you were talking about anyway. Yeah. 20,000 years ago, evidence shows that brown bears have about 2% genetic material from polar bears, which suggests recent mating. So, yeah.
So breeding. That's brown bears, though, not grizzlies.
Well, that's what they call it. They call it a grizzly polar bear hybrid. Yeah.
Nice.
Oh, you won, Dan.
I tell you, some things I wouldn't have known from that little selection, to be fair.
7-6, you bad boy.
Bad boy.
So we have a winner there with Dan. Congratulations, Dan. It must be all your knowledge of Ken Kodiak.
No, I mean, I don't know anything about bears, to be honest with you. I wing it.
Don't know nothing about bears. I've created a bear character.
All right, come on then. Okay, I know Winnie the Pooh loved a bit of honey. Loved the honey. I tell you what, he was diabetic. I can see it. I mean, how much honey? This guy, bearing in mind the jars, anyone that is out there that knows who I'm talking about, Winnie the Pooh was an orange bear. It wore just a t-shirt, by the way. Nothing covering his bottom half, so I don't really know what that was. Shirt cock in it. That's Deadpool said. Oh, shirt it's cock. Shirt yeah, cock yeah. in it. Yeah, anyway, and he had jars of honey like this, up to a metre high. I'm like, how are you not getting diabetes from this?
I mean, it'd stick his head inside the jar, wouldn't it?
I mean, it's a great thing to have in you as a dietary thing, honey. It's healthy, it's good for you. I have it in my porridge.
A bit of manuka.
Manuka, yeah.
To be fair as well.
I wonder if you should put...
What about Yogi Bear, Dan? Do you think he had diabetes as well?
He was a picnic thief.
He was.
He was terrible. He had someone's
Baboo. Was it Baboo?
Baloo?
No, Baboo.
Oh, Baloo's the bear in Jungle Book.
Yeah.
It's another bear.
We're getting our bears mixed up.
Yeah. It was...
Babu.
Boo-boo.
Boo-boo.
Babu is... Obviously, Babu. Babu. Boo-boo. Was his little mate, and he was little, really little compared to him.
Yeah.
So, definitely, Yogi Bear was a very bad influence on this littler bear.
Mm.
He was teaching him it was okay to go nick picnics from people. Nothing beats Captain Caveman, though. He was covered in hair. He was just a hairball, basically, with a fucking club. And he'd shout, Captain Caveman, and fly. He has three young girls that used to be, like, in... They used to be with him. It was like they were like sort of detectives or something similar to Scooby Doo, except this guy was a really fairy caveman.
Yeah,
I don't think I ever actually watched a full episode of that. I don't know why. Was it on Sky or something?
Cartoon Network.
I never had Cartoon Network as a kid.
Nah,
I stuck with Super Ted.
I like
Captain Bucky O'Hare.
Bucky O'Hare, Brave Star.
Yeah,
got some good '80s cartoons, guys.
Exactly.
We had some facts. We had some characters that were going to expand on it, build a story with Ken Kodiak.
I don't know where
the bare necessities of life.
I don't know where it's going
to
go.
I'll be interested to see.
Any idea? I don't have any idea where.
Yeah.
I know he's a good lad.
It's been great to get all of the lads back together again. It's great to have Tim back.
Very, very pleased to be back.
We are looking...
Tell it.
We're looking to do some trips here, there and everywhere. Well, mainly UK and Europe we're going to stick to. And get out there and hopefully get some interviews. And maybe do some true and false with the public out there, wherever we land. And get some more of the public involved.
Share that love.
So that's a little bit of the ideas we've got. We have got a few more, but I don't want to spoil
not
them.
Too many spoilers.
Yeah.
It's still early in the year. Don't want to give too much away.
Yeah. Anything you want to leave with them?
No, I think we've nailed down quite a lot of stuff today.
Mm.
And a lot of bear facts. Quite a lot of bear stuff today.
It was very bear oriented.
It was, wasn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know why though.
We should have named it the bear episode.
Total accident as well, listeners. Like,
bear your mind. This is completely unplanned. For some reason, bears was a thing tonight. We don't know why. Yeah. Tomorrow night it could be hedgehogs.
Yeah.
Do you know what I think it might have done? I was saying the other day that I've been sleeping a lot and I like hibernating.
You're turning into bear.
We're all turning into bears.
You're the real life Ken Kodiak.
Bum bum bum.
Dun dun dun.
Just imagine if you wake up tomorrow, you'll be all hair,
mate. If I wake up tomorrow,
hair.
And I've only got half, and only half
like
of
Captain
me is Cave bear.
Man.
Half of me is bear. I'm gonna have to go and do a lot of legs at the gym.
Yeah.
Oh shit. Yeah. Yeah.
My spindly legs. I'll probably crumble under the
New Year's
the
resolution.
Pressure. Yes.
And seeing as it is our first episode of the new year, 2024, here's the first quote of the ep. Enough love, listeners. See you
Enough
soon.
Love. This is a quote from Bear Grylls. Being brave isn't the absence of fear. Being brave is having that fear, but finding a way through it. Enough love, dudes.